Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson warns he will prosecute ICE for arresting illegal migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on February 1, 2026. Chicago Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson on Saturday warned federal officers that he intends to force the Chicago Police Department to arrest Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officers if he thinks they are breaking the law. The self-professed progressive mayor signed an executive order directing the Chicago Police Department to investigate ICE agents and file criminal referrals against them for alleged misconduct. Mayor Brandon Johnson says he's going to start prosecuting ICE agents for arresting criminal illegal immigrants. Haven't seen Democrats this mad since Republicans freed their slaves. pic.twitter.com/vwajdenshb. American AF, at Ion on Patriot, February 1, 2026. The order creates a framework for public accountability in the event federal agents violate local or state law while operating in Chicago, a City Hall press release states. Nobody is above the law. There is no such thing as absolute immunity in America, Johnson exclaimed in the statement. The lawlessness of Trump's militarized immigration agents puts the lives and well-being of every Chicagoan in immediate danger. With today's order, we are putting ICE on notice in our city. Chicago will not sit idly by while Trump floods federal agents into our communities and terrorizes our residents, Johnson added. In the event of illegal misconduct by federal immigration agents, CPD supervisors will preserve evidence of the incident and, at the direction of the mayor's office, make a referral of felony matters to the Cook County State's attorney, the press release claimed. Johnson accused ICE officers of violating constitutionally protected rights of free speech and protest. The left-wing mayor has attacked ICE and other executive orders as well. In October, he signed such an order creating what he called ICE-free zones to impede immigration arrests in the city. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson just announced he signed an executive order creating ICE-free zones to ban ICE agents from city property. This is sick. He is aiding and abetting criminal illegal immigrant killers, rapists, traffickers, and gangbangers. pic.twitter.com/law/mcsecap. Rapid Response 47, at Rapid Response 47, October 6, 2025. For its part, the Chicago Police Union has denounced Johnson's plan, with Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara Jr. calling the mayor's executive order nothing better than a piece of toilet paper, according to the Center Square. The only good thing in that piece of toilet paper is no CPD member will be required to arrest any federal agents, Catanzara exclaimed. To demonstrate the level of incompetence in the mayor's office, Corporation Counsel and Law Department, I simply point out the line about most immigration matters being civil and not criminal, Catanzara said, adding that Johnson and his administration are uninformed about the reality of the law. Watch, Levitt, Democrat officials' dangerous rhetoric has led to tragedies like Minnesota. Entering illegally is a misdemeanor that is punishable up to 6 months in jail. A second offense is a felony with up to 2 years in jail, Catanzara explained. Catanzara also felt that the requirement for CPD officers to take reports from civilians of supposed wrongdoing of ICE officers was concerning, according to the report, and he pointed out that taking such reports from left-wing activists is a bit absurd. After all, he said, citizens can also be named offenders and maybe the guilty parties simply trying to throw shade at ICE for political reasons. Meanwhile, the city of Chicago had 362 shot and killed on its streets and 1,954 total shot in 2025. And for the first month of the year, Chicago has already suffered 28 killed and 131 shot. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.